Parshas Re'eh Rishon, Perkei Aleph Pasuk Chavav. Re'eh Elohim Nosein Panechem Ayom Bracha Ukola. Behold, I am going to place in front of you, today, a blessing and a curse. Rashi says, Bracha Ukola, Ha'amuras Pahagrizim Uva Har'evil, those that were mentioned on Har'grizim and Har'evil. Pasuk Zayin, Esa Bracha, the Bracha is Asher Tishmu, that you listen, Al Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, to Hashem your God, to the Mitzvos that He commands, Asher Elohim Esav Eschem Ayom, that I am commanding you today. Rashi says, Esa Bracha, Amanas, Asher Tishmu. The blessing is on condition that you listen. Pasuk Chavches, Fakhlala, and the curse is, Im lo sishmu al mitzvos Hashem al kechem. If you don't listen to Hashem, the mitzvos of Hashem your God, Vishartem in Adarach, and you sway from the road, Asher Nachim Mitzav Eschem Ayom, that I'm commanding you today, Lelachas Achar Yavim Achirim, Asher Legatem, to go after idols, other gods that you don't know about. Rashi says, Min Adarach Asher Nachim Mitzav Eschem, Halabat, which teaches you, Shekol Obeir Avazara, anyone who serves Avazara, Harim Sar Mikol Adarach, he is turned entirely from the path. Shinstavu Yisrael, that Yisrael is commanded. Mikam, from here we see Hamod Avodah, one who believes in Avodah Zarah, Kikofer Bechol Torah Kula, is that one who denies the Torah in its entirety. Pasuk Chavtes, V'haya ki v'yachah Hashem l'kacha al arz sh'atav v'Hashem l'rishta, and it'll be when Hashem will bring you to the land which he has given to you to possess, which you will come to possess. V'nasata sabracha ahagrizim v'esaklala ahar'evil, and you'll place the blessing on ahar'evil and the curse on ahar'evil. Rashi says, "Masadas Abracha Kumitagumo," like the Umpus translates it, "Yos Mevarchai." Those who are blessing the people who are being blessed on Har'grizim, Al Har'grizim, Kalapi Har'grizim, meaning towards Har'grizim, the Upneim, the Hovchim Pneim, Upaschul Bebracha. They turn the face and begin with the blessing. Baruch Ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pasul BeMaaseh. Blessed is the person who does not make a graven image or a molten image. Kol Arurah Shepashin, all the cursings in the passage, Amru Tchila, they said first blushing bracha as a blessing, phrasing Har'grizim, and then Havchu Pneim, they would turn the face, clapping Har'evil, who passed the Klala towards Har'evil, and they would make a curse out of it. Pasuk Lamed, Halohema, are they not Be'ever Hayardin on the other side of the Jordan, after Derech Mavo Hashemesh, far beyond and in the direction of the sunset, Be'eretz HaKanani, the land of the Kananim, Hayoshei Ba'arava, who live in the plains, Mul Hagagol, which are far from Gilgal, Eitzel Lenamore, which is near from the plains of Moreh. Rashi comments, Halohema, Nasim Basim, and you give a sign to them. Acharei, meaning far beyond, meaning Acharei Shehavarta Hayardin Harbe, Vahalol Merchok, after you cross the Jordan and a further distance from it. Vizelushon Acharei, that's the word Acharei, Komakom Shinemar Achure Acharei, Mufulgud. Anytime the Torah uses the word Acharei, means it's very far. Derech Mavo Hashemesh, Lahalim Minayardin. Beyond the Jordan, Latzad Mara facing the west. Fatam Mikra Melchech, and the cantillation, the trap, implies that Shehem Shnei Dvarim, that the word Acharei and Derech are two different things. Sheniktu B'Shnei Tamim, there's two different cantillations of them. Acharei Nakud B'Pashta, the Acharei has the Pashta cantillation. For Derech, Nakud B'Mashpel, and the word Derech has the word Mashpel, which is Yesiv. The hu dagush, and the dalit is a dagish. V'im ha'yal acharei derech dibrachan. If the word acharei derech is one syntax, ha'yinakur acharei b'mishereis. The word acharei would be like a servant, an aid to explain the word derech. B'shofar hafuch, with a shofar hafuch, which means a mahapach. The derech the pashta, and the word derech would have a pashta for rafa, and it would have no dagish. Mol hagagol rachuk min hagagol, meaning far away from Gilgal. Elonai Moreh, Shechem hu. This is Shechem, Shnemer amakom, Shechem ad Elon Moreh. Until Shechem, until Elon Moreh. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ki atem ovrim es ha'ardein levo l'reshes ha'aretz, when you are now passing over the Yarden to go and possess the land, Asher Hashem lakecham asem lachem, Hashem gave you, for your shtem l'shav, v'shachtem ba'i, you should take possession of it, and you shall settle in it. Rashi comments, Ki atem ovrim es ha'ardein, Nisim shall yit in Yarden, the miracles of the Jordan, you simon b'yitchem will be a sign for you, shetavo v'tirshu es ha'aretz, they will come and conquer the land. Pasuk Lamed Beis, v'shmartem ma'asos, es kol chukim v'esmesh b'atem, you should be careful to perform the decrees and the ordinances, Asher Anochi Nosein Lefenechem Hayom, that I am going to present to you today. Parak Yabez, Pasuk Aleph. Il HaChukim HaMishpudim Asher Tishmur Nasos. These are the decrees and the ordinances which I am that you should watch to do in the land. Ba'aretz in the land, Asher Nasan Hashem, Okei Avasecha L'chal L'Rishta, that Hashem gave to you to inherit. Kol HaYivim Asher Tem Chayim Al-Adamah, all the days that you live in the land. Pasuk Beis, Abit HaBdun, is Kol Makom Asher Adu Shamak, you should destroy all the places which they serve idols, Asher the nine you serve, Asher Tem Yoshim Asom Asa Elohim, that you are taking possession of, from whom you shall take possession, who worship their gods. Al Harim Harim, Baal Gavaos, Pasachas Kweta Aranan, on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. Rashi comments, Abe Tabdun, Abe destroy it, Vachach Tabdun, then destroy it. In the second point, Mikan la Oker Avodazara, Sarach la Shai Shachman, which means you have to actually go proactively after it in order to sell to destroy it. As called Makomasa Shar of Dusham, Ma Tabi Tabadun Mehem, what's the destruction? As Elohim, their gods, Asher Al Harim, which are on the mountains. Pazak Gimel, Vin Tatstemes, Bizbochasam, and you should break down their altars, which should Bartemes, Matsavasam, break down their Matsavos, Fashar Emphasifun Be'esh, and their trees of Avodazara, they should burn in fire. Upsili Elohim, Tikadayun, and you should, and their carved images you should cut down. And you should destroy their name from that place. Rashi comments from Mizbech Shel Avin Parve, meaning of many stones. Mitzeva Shel Avin Achas, it's only of one stone. Vehi Bimos, that's what we call the Bimos, the pedestal. She Shino B'Mishnah, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. Evan Shechatzva Mitchilasa the Bimos, a stone which was hewn originally for the service of a Bimos. Asherah Ilan HaNevada, a tree that's worshipped. Meaning you have to make their name as a form of ridicule. Base Galia, house of crest. Losha Karan Lo Base Karya, which is a house of ditch. Ain Kol, the idol is called Ain Kol. Ain Kol is called a thorn eye. Pasuk Dal Losa Son Kein Hashem Akechem. Don't do this to Hashem. Rashi comments Laharkil Hashemayim, to set offering smoking for Hashem. Bechol Makom, in any place. Meaning don't do it outside of the Mikdash. Kein Ba Makom Hashemayim, except for in the Mikdash. Dover Acher, or the other way of reading this pasuk is, we should break down their altars. If you buy Temes Shemayim, they should destroy their names. Lo Tassel Kain, it's an Ashar, it's a warning. The Mochik Kass Hashem to one who raises the name of Hashem. The Notitz Evan, one who knocks down a stone, Min HaMezbech, from a Mezbech, or Min Azara, or from the courtyard. Or Rabbi Shmuel comments, V'chisala Adaitcha, she saw the Totsim as Mezbechos, that the Jews would destroy the altars, Ella, Shlo Tassu Kemaseyem, rather, it's a hint, it's a sign that they should not do the deeds of the nations of the land of Canaan, that because those things will cause the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. Rather, only at the place of Hashem, that Hashem your God will choose from all the tribes to place his name there, you shall seek out his resting place and come there. Rashi Kabbis the Shechno Sidur Shu, Mizem Mishkan Shu, that's Frank Shilo. Pasuk Vav, Vavi Sem Shama, Losechem, Vizvechem, Vez Masrechem, Vez Shamasechem, Vinidricham, Vosechem, Vukors Bachar, Karchem, Vizonchem. You shall bring there all offerings, your Kabanos, the Maestros, and you should have a Trumos as well, and you should have Nadarim, Nadalos, Bechoros of your cattle and your flocks. Rashi comments, Vizvechem, Shalom Shachova, meaning obligatory peace offerings. That's what the word zvacha means, sacrifices. Maaser Osechem, Maaser Ema, the tith of an animal. Maaser Sheni, Lachol Lefnei Menachoma, as well as the second tith, which is eaten within the wall of Yerushalayim. Chuma Asechem, Iwa Bikurim, these are referring to the first fruits, Shenebar Behem, which it says, L'kach HaKoyen HaTanam Yedecha, the Kohen should take the basket from your hand. That's what the word Yedchem is referring to. V'choros Bekarchem, L'Seitam Lekohen, to give it to the Kohen, V'yikir V'sham, and the Kohen will offer them there. Pasuk Zayin. V'achadam Sham, you should eat from there. Lefnei Hashem, Hashem Lokechem, before Hashem your God, V'smachtem B'chol Mashachichem, you should be joyous over all that you've undertaken. Atem V'vodichem, you and your households. Hashem B'rach Hashem Lokecha, which Hashem your God has blessed. Rashi comments, Hashem B'rach Hashem, L'fi HaBracha, have you, according to how much you've been blessed, that's how much you should bring. Don't do like you do today. Everyone does according to what's proper in his eyes. Rashi comments, Musaf l'mal, it's referring to what we said above, al ki atem over him as Yardin. Now, when you're crossing over the Jordan, to avru as Yardin, when you cross over the Yardin, miyan b'tar matem ha'akub b'bam, you could offer on the bama, kol abba asre shana, for all 14 years, shakiva shechilik of division and conquest, u'b'bama, but on the bama, lo sakivu, you should not offer it, kol mash atem ha'akubim, po hayam b'mikdash, all that you offered now in the Mishkan, shehu imachem, that is with you, v'nim shach, and has been anointed, v'hu kasher, and is there for fit. Like here, both we offer on it chatas vashamos, obligatory obligations, nedarim and davos, non-obligatory, vow offerings and free will offerings. Avo bebama, but on bama in karv el haninja vanidot, but only on bama you can bring a voluntary offerings like nedarim and davos. Zehu ish kol yashar benav. That's what every person does. What's proper in his eyes. You bring a neder nedava, which you pledge because it's proper in your eyes, to bring them, because it's an obligation, those non-obligatory kavanos you bring on a bama. Pasuk test. Kilo basama ad ata, el hamunchav el hanachala, sher shem lakecha nusin lach. You will not yet have come to the resting place and to the heritage that Hashem, your God, gives you. Rashi comes, call osan arba asre shana, all those 14 years, ad ata kimo adayin, like meaning the word until now, yet. El hamunchazu shilo, el hanachalazu yushalayim. Once he gets to yushilo yushalayim, then there's the prohibition to offer obligatory kibbonos on the bama. Pasuk Yud, Vavartem Eser Adeni, you should cross over the Jordan. Vishavtim Ba'art Asher Hashem Malkechan Ma'an Chilaschem, and you should live in the land that Hashem will give to you as an inheritance. V'nyech Lachem Mikol Vechem, and he will give you rest from all your enemies. V'siviv around you, V'shatim Betach, and you will dwell securely. Rashi comments, Shet Chakluha, when you divide it, Yikolachan Makir Eschalko V'eshifto, everyone recognizes his portion and his dwelling place. V'nyech Lachem, La'achar kibush, after conquest, bechilik, and apportioning it, u'menucha min hagoyim, and rest from the nations, asher niach Hashem, which Hashem has left over, nasos ba misot, to have the Jews tested. Vein zu'el b'midav, this is only during the days of David, oz then v'haya makom, then it'll be the place, banu lachem b'isa b'chira, be'el the b'isa mikdash, b'yushalayim and yushalayim, v'chein hu omer b'david, v'haya ki yashev ha'melech b'beiso, the king will be in his house, v'hashem niach lo misaviv, Hashem will give him rest all around, mikol oivav from all his enemies. Vayomer Hamelach El Nasan Hanavi. The king said to Nasan the Navi, "Reina, see now, Anochi Yeshev Vesarzim. I am sitting in the house of cedars. Va'aron Alkim Yeshev Vesocha Yiriya, and the Aron of Hashem is sitting within the curtain. Shama Teviu Vegomer Lamala Amar Le'in Shilo. Above it says Bashilo Uvekan Amar Le'Yushalayim. Now it's referring to Yerushalayim. Lukachilka Makasa. The Torah divides these pesukim. Litin Hatter Bein Zelazet to imply that both are mutter between them. Between Shiloh and the Mishka and the Mikdash, you could offer on a bama Mishachar v'Shiloh, but Lenov v'Char v'Nov u'Balegivon hayabamus mitaros. Ashibay Yerushalayim. After Shiloh was destroyed, they went to Nov and Givon. The bamas were permitted for voluntary korbanos until they went to Yerushalayim. Mivchan and Trichem, Malamid sheyavi mina mufcho. You should bring it from the choicest.